This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Singing street vendors were common on turn-of-the-century city streets, and you can still hear a few of them in Baltimore, peddling their fresh vegetables and fruit from the horse-drawn cart. But Sarah Richards reports that may not last much longer.
Baltimore is possibly the last city in America where you'll see this. Two men are walking down a street alongside a wagon pulled by a horse. They're calling out rhymes about the fruits and vegetables they're selling. The men are called Arabbers, and it's a trade that's been handed down through African-American families for generations.
Yeah, you feel good.
Scrubbing with a brush, Keith Brooks is getting his pony Sis ready for a day's work. He's been Arabbing for 33 years and works out of one of Baltimore's last stables. He buys produce at a country market and arranges it in a patchwork of colors on his wagon.
I usually have like string beans, cabbage, corn, greens.
Almost the entire wagon is made of wood. But when it comes to Arabbing, the star of the show is the horse.
I love my horses as much as I love my kids. I don't push them, I don't run them, you know. He's the one making my money.
Arabbers embellish their horses with brass decorations, bells, and brilliant feather plumes that rise like fountains from the horses' crowns. It's all done to attract customers, but lately, it's also been attracting concern. Dan Van Allen heads the Arabber Preservation Society. He says if Arabbing is allowed to die out, the city will lose more than a tradition.
Cultural heritage is very important now for cities because tourists don't want to travel, you know, to go to another city and just see another mall and the exact same stores they have in their city.
But Baltimore's health commissioner, Peter Bielenson, says Arabbing has outlived its purpose.
There just are not very many people who want to do this anymore. And it depends on a commodity, horses, which really don't belong, shouldn't be housed in a city.
But there are still people who rely on Arabbers for their produce or even a simple chat. Willie Perrin manages the stable that Keith Brooks works out of.
Keith, he got senior citizen buildings and stuff. He go to people, wait for him to come around. They can't get out.
23-year-old Juan Sharon walks up to 12 miles a day with his horse and wagon. It isn't easy. Money's often tight in these neighborhoods. Sharon says the fact there are fewer Arabbers is a mixed blessing.
It makes it better for the couple of us that is out here, you know. It's bad because so many people, that was their way of getting their fruit back in the day, you know.
Only about a half dozen Arabbers are left. Few young people want to work for as little as $12,000 a year. Even Sharon plans to give it up eventually. He wants to work full-time as a cook so he can spend more time with his kids. But he says it'll be tough quitting the streets.
I'm not going to give it out completely. I mean, this was something that will always be with me to the day I die, you know? It's a part of history, and I like being a part of that history.
But Baltimore officials have no plans to keep the tradition alive. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Richards in Baltimore.